At the peak of the refugee crisis in Europe a few years back, thousands of people were arriving on the continent every day. The Greek island of Lesbos was a major point of entry for people seeking asylum. Most of them were fleeing the Syrian civil war, but migrants also came from other parts of the Middle East, as well as Africa. The number of arrivals now has decreased, and yet things have not exactly quieted down on Lesbos. Jean Carstensen has covered this story for several years, and specifically one refugee camp on Lesbos, Moria. Jean is currently back on the island and says the biggest change at the Moria camp is the massive number of people who are stuck there.
In 2015, the borders were still open, so hundreds of thousands of people were arriving, but they were moving through quickly. But now they don't move through, and Moria has about 13,000 people in it right now, and it's really only meant to hold 3,000. And another big change is the population. Back in 2015, Syrians were the majority of people, and now that's Afghans.
Why are people still coming? Are the places they're coming from any different than in 2016?
Well, you know, Marco, it just sort of goes on and on. We're seeing in Turkey that Erdogan has changed his policies and is threatening to deport Syrians. There's 3.5 million Syrians in Turkey. So some of those people may start coming. And in terms of the Afghans, there's decades of instability there, but it's gotten worse in the last year. More conflict with the Taliban, more suicide bombings. So more and more Afghans just feel like it's better to make the journey anyway and hope for the future. I was speaking yesterday in Moria camp with Syed, and Syed is an IT manager from Afghanistan, and he just got to Moria a couple months ago. Are you telling your friends back in Afghanistan, don't come?
I have already told them that please don't come. It is not easy to live in Moria, but it's also not easy to live in Afghanistan.
So Syed said there that it's also not easy to live in Moria. What are the conditions in the camp?
Marco, the conditions are really appalling. I walked around yesterday and chatted with people, and it's just a sprawling mess of ad hoc tents. People are building their own tents out of blankets and wood. It's filthy, dirty. There's piles of garbage. Just on Sunday, fire broke out in the main part of the camp that killed one woman and injured several. Human rights groups also are denouncing it because of high rate of suicide and mental illness. It's quite a dire place.
What kind of strain has the camp put on Lesbos? Are there tensions with locals?
You know, there are. They're still very, very helpful to the refugees, but you see more tensions, especially in the town of Moria itself. That town is population 1,200, and they have over 12,000 people right on the borders of their town. So some of the people do feel uncomfortable. They say that crime is up. I couldn't get a hold of any local statistics about this, but this is a widespread feeling. I got together yesterday with Panayotis, who was born in Moria, and he's pretty frustrated.
You go and you walk around and you see all these desperate people, okay? That doesn't make you happy. You don't want to see it. Not that you don't sympathize with them, but on the other hand, we don't want to destroy our lives.
Do you have any sense of whether this backlog in asylum hearings might loosen up and refugees can start to leave the camp and settle down somewhere?
We really don't know what's going to happen. Unless something changes in the EU-Turkey deal, or unless countries in Europe decide to accept relocated refugees from here. Now, the new government of Greece is talking about moving more people off of the islands. The Aegean islands of Lesbos, Kos, Samos, and Chios have really taken the brunt of the arrivals. So I think we'll start to see more relocations to camps on the mainland. But it's not clear that that's really going to resolve the problem for the asylum seekers. And those camps may not be much better than Moria.
Reporter Jean Carstensen at the Moria refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. Jean, thank you for your time. Good to speak with you again.
Thanks very much, Marco.